Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Now, those listening to the police report this morning, I mean, I suppose nobody's surprised anymore, but, you know, the 13-year-old kid, there was another 13-year-old kid yesterday, the day before. These kids are breaking into homes, they're stealing everything they want, smashing windows out on the street and getting inepting whatever's behind those smashed windows. Say nothing about the cost of replacing the bloody windows. It just goes on and on. This week, 13-year-olds particularly. This morning, two 11-year-old girls. 11-year-old girls. Get a picture in your mind of an 11-year-old girl. And what had they done? Involved in stealing various items from an Abbott Street business. Further alleged, both girls, they were 11-year-olds these two, both girls had stolen alcohol from a Kamarunga Road bottle shop. Anyway, both charged over stealing and whatever, which most people realise these days is virtually futile. It doesn't seem to have the desired effect. We can't seem to get leadership in this state that's prepared to pursue this tidal wave of kiddie crime. Let me read this. This was a couple of days ago in the Cairns Post Tuesday, in fact. Young criminals are using a specific whistle to alert other groups when a fight breaks out with up to 30 kids running to the scene. 30 kids running to the scene in the middle of the night. As new figures show, one in five of the worst youth offenders live in far north Queensland. One in five live with us. Aren't we lucky? In an incident on Saturday night, the Cairns Post witnessed two men and a group of 25 teenagers involved in a fight before police arrived. The boys' friends responded by whistling. It's funny because there's a representation of a metal whistle here in the page, and I thought straight away, oh, that's the whistle. You stick a couple of fingers in your gob and blow hard. If you're clever, you can get a very, very loud whistle. But maybe they are the metal whistle. I don't know. I would have thought it would have been the one where you just use whatever it is to stick in your mouth, whether it's fingers or whatever, without actually carrying a whistle. But you may know better than I do. Anyway, 30 teenagers arrived, different directions to join the fight before bystanders intervened. Now, it reads here, the Cairns Post understand youths have different whistles that mean different things, including one that indicates they've spotted a police officer. Data shows this last year, there were 485 serious repeat youth offenders living in Queensland. These are serious repeat youth offenders, with 89 residing in far north Queensland. Why are they repeat offenders? Because the juvenile justice system recycles them regularly, so we never run out of supplies. Aren't they thoughtful? In the last financial year, Queensland youth offenders were caught committing 44% more crimes than 10 years ago. Effective youth justice system, isn't it? With 2.7 offences per youth offender to 3.9 offences now. Seriously, it's embarrassing reading the figures, isn't it? How hopelessly inept the system is. Look, there's been a development recently. I spoke to him some time ago now, and it was very interesting indeed. Scott Warlane, or Warlean is his name. He's got SRW Security Services. Now, they're based a little bit south of here. Where is he? Ayre. There it is, small north of Queensland town, Ayre. But security guards are spending their nights cruising the streets. And we spoke with Scott before with the prospect of thinking about fundamentally going out and getting this sort of activity going in Cairns. He was initially hired to protect businesses and council properties, but he's expanded his patrols now to residential areas where there is growing unrest around youth crime. No surprises there. Here's the highlight quote from Mr. Warlane. It's making people feel scared in their own houses. You've got pensioners out there that are so scared they can't even sleep at night. And Scott Warlane's on the line, owner of SRW Security. Scott, good morning.
How are you?
Things aren't getting any better, if anything worse. You just heard those figures. I mean, youth crime is just hopelessly out of control. 44% more crimes than 10 years ago. 2.7 right. offences per youth offender has grown to 3.9 offences per youth offender. I mean, obviously, we can't rely on the juvenile justice system. There's fundamentally no justice emerging from that system.
No, there's nothing. Absolutely nothing. You've got no, at the stage, you've got no rights in your own house, honestly.
Tell me about your experience and why people are coming to you and saying, listen, we can't go on like this. What can you do for us?
Well, obviously, the police have got a big job, and sometimes, well, most of the time, there's other jobs that take priority over like a break and enter. So I'll give you an example, like domestic violence or something more serious, or, you know, serious assaults or something like that. Obviously get a higher priority response than you would from a simple break and enter or someone loitering. And unfortunately, the police have to prioritise them things into a system and then respond accordingly. I think because of the fact that they are tied up lately, the business has expanded, well, security-wise.
Yeah.
That in Ayr, for example, and Townsville, Mount Isa, residents actually want private security. Now, all we do is go down the street, but I think it's a visual deterrent that actually works pretty good. But the problem is, you catch someone in the act, or you see something, you say, what are you doing here, or what are you up to? You get the FU and you're a C and all the rest of it.
Mm.
You can't touch me. You know, I know you can't touch me. You can't do anything. So they're that cocky that they know they can get away with anything. And obviously you see it on the media with what police deal with all the time. They've got no rights as well, you know? The criminal, in my eyes, has more rights than what the everyday citizen does.
Mm.
It's utter ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Yeah. It is ridiculous, but we can't find politicians with the spine to change things.
That's correct, 100%. And you know what? Unfortunately, it's going to get to the stage where one of their families get targeted or one of their family members get killed before something will happen, and it shouldn't get to that stage. It should be dealt with like everyone should be treated equally, but it's not happening that way, you know? And when I say that, treated equally, as far as I'm concerned, the kids doing the crime should be treated like an adult offender.
Yeah.
They're game and ballsy enough to go steal a car and smash into someone's house. Well, as far as I'm concerned, they're brave enough to go to the big jail.
Thank you. Let me just run this by you. I can't get over these 30-odd kids. They're all whistling. When there's a fight or an attack to get involved in, they whistle across town so you can all, they can all gather together. There was a French couple having a lovely romantic evening the other night, and they got spotted, and, of course, the pylon came. Now, this was a defenceless tourism from France and a boyfriend. And they got the hell pelted out of them, kicked, etc., while they were down. 30 of them, for God's sake, if I remember rightly. But they came from everywhere. This whistling thing, I've never heard of this before. I presume they're not metal whistles or plastic whistles. I presume that the two fingers stuck in the gob, is it?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. But it's not just that. They're doing all sorts of stuff, like with respect to whistling. They're even running around with UHF handheld radios talking to each other.
Oh, well,
so it's not just, it's whistling, it's all forms of communication, anything out of the ordinary, and they're like attracting that much attention because they know that they can get away with whatever.
Yes.
That's what it is.
They know they can get away with it.
Mm. You know, and it's just frustrating, trust me.
Where are we headed? Do you ever, at night, when you've had a probably long night doing what you do, I mean, do you go to bed and say, what on earth can we do? Because it's getting so progressively worse. Those figures going back 10 years are just horrifying. How much more crime is being tolerated now with nothing being done about it? Do you sometimes ponder late at night the desperate measures we really need to take?
So I drive around at night and I think to myself, what can be done? Nothing can be done until the government changes the rules. Everyone's doing what they can. People are locking their houses appropriately. People are going to desperate measures to make sure their cars are inside the house. They're double-checking. They're even feeling scared in their house. You know, what more can you do? There's nothing else we can do until the justice system holds these little kids accountable for what they're doing, you know? That's, honestly, you can sit here and think about it, but really, nothing we can do at all until the laws are changed.
The laws are changed.
Honestly, and they're held accountable. But nothing we can do. I've thought about it. I can't think of anything.
Mm.
You know, why should, and not to be detrimental to my own business or anything, but why should people have to pay to have security patrol their house?
Mm.
That's exactly. Bullshit. If the state government want to allow them to get away with it, why don't they pay for it?
Exactly. Very good point. Very good point. Very good
point. That's how I look at it. 100%. They're already working and got the cost of living and everything. Why add an extra expense that they shouldn't need to incur? You know, I'll give you an example. The elderly people, I don't even charge them because I don't feel that it's fair, you know.
Mm.
Why should pensioners have to pay to feel safe, you know? Yes. That's bullshit.
Certainly is. Do you talk a lot of sense? Well, we're talking common sense. I'll share this with you because I do with everybody else. There's a Mackay councillor called Martin Bella. He was in an earlier life a very, very high profile, very successful, very tough rugby league footballer, Queensland representative. He was legendary. He's a councillor these days, but recently these vile little creeps stole their bush fighting equipment down there. And I think two units, one was completely trashed and the other one damaged. They were out of commission at a time when there were bushfires raging. And he was, let's say, angry, to say the least. Yeah. He was seething about it because lives were at risk because of these fundamentally untouchable children. Anyway, he made the point that nothing's done to bring it to an end or even reduce the number of and severity of these crimes. So he said, he's coined the phrase, we need to put distance between the predators and their prey. The predators, these kids in that particular case, and the prey is us. We've got thousands of prey in cans who've been losing cars. I mean, over 1,000 cars a year stolen. The misery that's inflicted on families just when the car's stolen, sometimes burned, trashed, whatever, destroyed, and nothing effective being done about it. I mean, we're the prey here. The predators, we know who they are. The government knows who they are. The juvenile justice system knows who they are. But they won't put distance between us, the prey, and the predators. He just says, for God's sake, find something remote so that they can't get back whenever they fundamentally feel like it, because they're released if they're ever incarcerated anyway very quickly. But get them out west, give them some school, give them some skills or whatever, but put some distance between these predators and us, their prey.
Yep, 100%. And the problem is the state government's the only one in control of it.
And they say they can't afford to do it. You know what that means? We have to pay the price.
They can afford the police response and the forensics and everything. That could all be stopped if they were held more accountable, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, let's just face it. If they were to put more measures in place or harsher penalties, well, the same offender's not going to be let out 24 hours after he's committed the offence and go and do it again.
Precisely.
You know? And people carry on and say, oh, the police aren't doing this. Their hands are tied.
Of course they are.
Like, what's more important, you know? Unfortunately, woman getting the shit belted out of her or a break in Anna, you know? I know what's more priority, you know? And it's wrong, but unfortunately, that's how it works. And they've only got a certain number of people that they can use.
Well, we've got to keep making noise about it, even though it's not cutting through, seemingly. We've got an election coming up in October, and I hope people look very closely at the policies when it comes to law and order, particularly juvenile out-of-control crime, and look at the policies being put up with either side or whatever, and vote accordingly. Scott, I've got to leave you, but I really appreciate your contributions on this front.
Mate.
Thank you. His name
You have a great day. Cheers.
Sorry?
Have a great day.
Thank you, Scott. Look, his name, you probably need the spelling if you're looking it up. It's W-O-R-L-E-I-N. It's pronounced Warleen. Scott, W-O-R-L-E-I-N, owner of SRW Security Services.